This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishour, in for David Brancaccio. British private schools are renowned around the world, with thousands of children coming from overseas to attend them. But like in the U.S., education prices are going up and may be about to go up a lot more, the BBC's James Graham reports.
The average cost of sending your child to a private school in the UK is around $18,000 a year. For that, you get small classes, better facilities, and a broader range of subjects. Yanis is 11 and recently moved from a state elementary school to a private one.
We did a lot more of art. We did STEM, which was a subject I was new to. We also did Latin in our year six.
He struggles with dyslexia, and his mum, Maria Halepi, says she felt she had no choice but to pay the $11,000 in annual fees.
When COVID happened, it turns out that he had massive gaps and the school wasn't doing anything really to catch him on.
She says he's now caught up and is much more confident, and she thinks it was worth finding the cash.
It didn't come as spare money. We worked so hard. We're not into cars or anything or lavish holidays, but it was the best money we've ever spent for our son.
Other parents are making similar decisions to switch, particularly after homeschooling during the COVID pandemic left children struggling or with learning gaps. At the other end of the scale are the children of celebrities and the rich, who go to elite private schools like Eton College.
Teachers at Eton simply go above and beyond. You know, the individual needs of each student are met.
But some people think it's unfair you can buy a better education, including Labour, the main opposition party in the UK. They want to undo a tax exemption private schools have enjoyed for decades. Professor Rebecca Bowden is an expert on private school finances and a Labour supporter.
So what we've got at the moment is an extremely uneven playing field where vast amounts of financial resources going into 7% of the population. And that's really economically inefficient.
The extra tax would raise around $2 billion for public education, but it might also add an extra 20% to school fees. One think tank estimates 3-7% of pupils might be forced to leave. Jane Lunnan, who runs Elaine's, a private school in London, says this won't affect the rich.
Parents who are working hard, really making sacrifices in order to invest in their children in this way, and they're the people who will get hit by this.
Ewan King, whose son is at a private elementary, agrees.
For us, it would probably push us over our ability to be able to afford his school fee.
For now, private schools get to keep their tax break. But if the opposition Labour Party wins the general election next year, the price of private education will almost certainly go up. I'm the BBC's James Graham for Marketplace.